Writing Home, Episode 17.
Hi, John. How are things with you? I'm really happy to say things here are going much better. I've seen Robert quite a lot. We have dinner sometimes when he's free. And we go to the cinema together too. I really like him. He's a good listener, and we can help each other with our problems. He helped me at work, and I think I helped him with some things. Things are much better at work now. I speak more now, and people listen to me.
Good morning, May.
Good morning.
Have you got a minute?
Yes, of course.
I've been thinking about what you said about using the word guys.
Oh.
And I think you're right.
Do you?
Yeah. I thought about it, and you're right. If I say I had dinner with the guys from work, then people think I'm talking about men, not women. You're right. We use it here all the time without thinking. So, I've got this.
What is it?
Look.
It says guy box. What's that?
Have you ever heard of a swear box?
No. What's a swear box?
Every time someone uses a bad word, a swear word, they have to put some money in the box. But this box is for every time someone says guys.
If they say guys, they have to put money in the box.
Yep. And it's already got money in it. Listen.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Not at all. Oh, just a minute, May. We're having an ideas session next week to brainstorm some ideas for new apps, things we can design and produce. I'd like you to be there. I'm interested in your opinions.
Oh, yes. Of course, Steve. So I'm going to the meeting. And now I've got to get some ideas for new apps. Start thinking, John. What apps would you like to have? Ones that don't exist yet. I'll ask Robert and Milton too. Ah, you remember Robert told me this story about his friend Chico and how he wants to find him again. Well, so I think Milton is coming back soon. He said he would try and get a flight today or tomorrow.
I don't know the number. Sorry, mate. Do you mind if I answer it? I get nervous when I don't know the number.
Of course. Answer it.
Hello? Yes, speaking. Who? Francisco. It can't be. Chico? I can't believe. When? Really? Of course, I'll text you my address. The hotel, I mean. I work in a hotel. I live there. How did you... Okay. Yes. Yes, of course. Bye for now.
So? Who's Francisco?
Chico. It was Chico. The one I told you about. Chico is short for Francisco. It was him, May. It was Chico. And he's coming to London. He's got a job here, starting next month. He's been trying to find me for a long time. He remembers me too. Oh my Lord, I can't believe it.
So that was a surprise for Robert. And for me too. We're going to meet Chico, someone from Robert's past. And Milton's home too. I was home last night, just about to go to bed. Who is it?
It's me, Milton.
Milton! Oh, it's nice to see you!
You too.
You haven't forgotten your keys, have you?
No. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi. How's your mother?
Not good. It's late. We'll talk tomorrow, May. I need to get some sleep now. I'm exhausted. I'll see you tomorrow. Let's have dinner or something.
So I'll see Milton tonight. And Robert too, I hope. And find out all the news. I'll let you know what's happening, John. And don't forget to think of some ideas for apps for me. Speak to you soon.
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.